In ancient times, initiation was reserved for the few. Aspiring initiates left home and trod a lonely path, passing through many trials. They gained knowledge of the spiritual world, which allowed them to understand the world that they had left behind. Their own soul life became clear to them. Then they gained insight into the destiny of their tribe and their people. Their souls were filled with vivid pictures of the spiritual beings at work in and behind all earthly phenomena. They learned to receive inspiration from these beings, and as the culmination of their initiation, they experienced that they became one with them. Through all of this, they brought a second human being to birth within themselves. They returned to their old home as strangers. Only in this way could they gain the insights they needed to become leaders of their culture. The Christian Church was founded in a time when the old temple culture, the source of initiation, was fading away. Indeed, once the Church became a part of the Roman state, it played a part in bringing this about. For over 1,000 years, the leading cultures of the West have lived from the memory of spiritual wisdom, but they have not replenished the source. The 20th century brought an historic change. If we read How Can One Attain Knowledge of Higher Worlds, first published in 1905, we may form the impression that it was addressed to people hearing about the worlds of inner experience described there for the very first time. The descriptions may have interested them and stimulated their desire to become pupils on the inner path. However, they must have been very firmly rooted in the world of experience given by the senses. Now, when we read descriptions of how the powers of soul split off from each other, and challenge us to reintegrate our thinking, feeling, and willing, or how a monstrous being holds up the mirror to us, showing us what we have not yet transformed within ourselves, we may feel that we are hearing about experiences that we know very well. All of the learning about the inner life that went on in the last century, the understanding of the dynamics at work in groups, and the concern with universal human rights, and the care for the planet as a living organism, all of these show that the desire to achieve a higher perspective is at work. When, on the other hand, we look at the challenges we face, violence, polarization, deceitfulness, and the sheer superficiality of life, we recognize that humanity is facing its double or shadow side, just as the initiates had to. The whole of humanity is going through the same process of initiation that were once reserved for the tiniest minority. In the act of consecration of man, we tread a path of community that is similar to the ancient path of individual initiation. The epistles, the opening prayers, and the gospel reading help us to understand the spiritual realities at work in our time. In the offering, we move into the world of images. The cup is revealed. The smoke ascends. We imagine the fire of love aglow on the altar. Here, we may also confront those parts of ourselves that are not yet transformed. In the transubstantiation, we are drawn into the presence of Christ when the priest kneels and speaks the words that come from the Last Supper. Finally, in the communion, we unite with Christ. We return to the world renewed, with tools to understand and help our world in its becoming.